everyone. Today, we're discussing a topic that might sound technical, but has significant implications for businesses everywhere. Did you know that nearly 40% of global greenhouse gas emissions can be traced back to energy generation? And here's something interesting. Half of that energy is used by industrial or commercial entities. Pretty eye-opening, right?
Absolutely. Those numbers really put things in perspective. And it's especially relevant when we talk about Scope 2 emissions and the ENDURE guidelines, which are becoming increasingly important for Australian businesses.
Before discussing further, could you explain what Scope 2 emissions are exactly? We often hear about carbon footprints, but what distinguishes Scope 2?
Sure thing. Scope 2 emissions are what we call owned indirect emissions. They're basically the greenhouse gas emissions that come from the energy you purchase from utility providers. You know, your electricity, steam, heat, and cooling. Think of it as the carbon footprint from keeping your lights on and your building comfortable.
Makes sense. And I imagine this ties into larger reporting requirements?
Exactly. In Australia, we have the National Greenhouse and Energy Reporting Scheme, or NGER for short. It's basically a single national framework that requires companies to report their greenhouse gas emissions, energy production, and energy consumption. You know, keeping everyone accountable.
So what triggers these reporting requirements? I mean, does every business need to worry about this?
Well, there are specific thresholds. If your facility produces 25,000 tons or more of greenhouse gases, or you're using 100 terajoules or more of energy, you need to report. At the corporate level, it's 50,000 tons or more of greenhouse gases, or 200 terajoules of energy.
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Is your business looking to reduce its Scope 2 emissions while saving on energy costs? P4B Solar specializes in turnkey commercial solar systems for businesses across Greater Adelaide. Our expert team handles everything from design to installation, plus we offer proactive monitoring services and 24-hour support. Visit us at p4bsolar.com.au to learn how we can help your business meet its sustainability goals.
Thanks for that. Now let's talk about solutions. What options do businesses have for reducing their Scope 2 emissions?
There are multiple approaches, and I will give you three key strategies. First, implementing energy conservation policies within the office. Second, making energy efficiency upgrades, like switching to LEDs and better insulation. And third, switching to low-carbon electricity providers or installing on-site renewable energy solutions.
Speaking of renewable energy, how effective is solar power in reducing Scope 2 emissions?
Oh, it's actually one of the most direct and effective solutions. Each kilowatt hour of electricity generated from solar represents emissions that would have otherwise come from the grid. For large commercial operations, we're talking about potentially avoiding hundreds or even thousands of tons of CO2 equivalent annually.
That's incredible. And what about the financial side? I mean, are businesses just paying more to be green?
Not at all. You know, it's interesting. Modern solar installations typically deliver payback periods of 3-7 years for most commercial systems. Plus, you're getting protection against future electricity price increases and reduced network charges. It's really a win-win situation.
Have you noticed any shifts in how businesses are approaching this issue?
Definitely. I mean, companies are increasingly recognizing that managing their emissions is crucial for staying competitive. Consumers, employees, and investors are all paying attention to a company's environmental commitments. Additionally, there's the risk management aspect with potential carbon taxes on the horizon.
Right, that makes a ton of sense. What would you say to businesses that are just starting to think about their Scope 2 emissions?
Well, first, try not to feel overwhelmed. Begin by collecting at least 12 months of electricity consumption data to establish your baseline. Then assess where you can make immediate improvements. Additionally, consider consulting professionals about renewable energy options suited to your specific situation.
Sounds like solid advice. As we wrap up, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from this conversation?
I'd say the key message is that addressing Scope 2 emissions isn't just about compliance. It's an opportunity to reduce costs, improve your brand reputation, and position your business for the future. The technology is mature. The solutions are proven, And really, there's never been a better time to act.
That's fantastic insight. For our listeners who want to learn more about reducing their Scope 2 emissions through solar solutions, you can visit p4bsolar.com.au. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's been great breaking this down for everyone.